This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Climate Field View. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Olerking uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Officials in Kansas have announced plans for a full safety compliance audit at that Schlitterbahn amusement park before the facility opens in May. That's the place where a 10-year-old boy, Jacob Schwab, was killed a couple of years ago on a water slide. The audit has been prompted by news that a woman was injured at the park last year, and the incident hadn't been made public. A 46-year-old woman said she hit her chest while riding the Twister, where patrons ride a mat down a long chute. From This Week in Agribusiness, as many this week will color and hide and maybe help in the search for Easter eggs, are you aware of how much the productivity in egg production has increased through the years? On average, each laying hen produces 279 eggs per year. And due to improved health and disease prevention, better nutrition, improved genetics, that rate of lay, as they call it, is substantially better than it was. In the early 80s, for example, the typical hen would produce only about 250 eggs annually versus the nearly 280 now. Speaking of eggs, at South Bend, Indiana, they are watching closely to see if the eagle eggs will be Easter eggs. A camera has been trained on an eagle nest at St. Patrick's County Park in St. Joseph County, Indiana, where the eagle eggs could hatch at any time. It has been more than 35 days since the first of the two eggs was laid. Eagles in that nest have hatched eggs over the past two springs, but this is the first public viewing since a camera was put in place last fall. The experts say the eagles will prick a tiny hole in each egg to allow the eaglet to breathe. Typically a day before the hatching, the nest watchers thought they had witnessed a hole recently, but it may have been just a speck of dirt. Once those eaglets are hatched, one parent will stay with them while the other hunts and then feeds each eaglet by mouth for the first 2 weeks. The eaglets will start pecking at food themselves after 3 weeks. Then the eaglets will start beating their wings to build the muscles that they'll need for the flight out of the nest. And after 10 to 12 weeks, they'll grow wing feathers and then take their first flight. It's expected those young eaglets could leave the nest by the end of summer. A little added excitement this spring in South Bend, Indiana. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Climate Field View. If your fields could talk, producers, what would they say? I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.